This is Small Business Secrets with Susan Sullivan.
Hello and welcome to Small Business Secrets with Susan Sullivan. I'm Susan Sullivan. Thanks for joining me today. This is the program where you get to hear the secrets from wildly successful entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and small business experts. And they share those secrets and great advice and insights so you can start and grow and build successful enterprises. It's all about helping you succeed. Now you can listen to us on iTunes or on my website, susansolovic.com. And I encourage you all to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Susan Sullivan, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Susan Sullivan. Now, I said that we have some wildly successful folks on here who share their secrets, and my guest today is certainly no exception. She is nothing short of amazing. Jill Conrath delivers fresh strategies that actually work in today's business environment. Her new book, Snap Selling, is all about selling to frazzled customers, and believe it or not, it has already hit number one sales book on Amazon.com. Now, you can actually read two chapters of Jill's book for free and download it at www.snapselling.com, which is a great treat. And Jill is also the author of Selling to Big Companies, a Fortune magazine must-read, and Amazon Top 25 Sales Book for 4-plus years. She's a frequent speaker at sales meetings and professional conferences where she helps sellers crack into new accounts, speed up their sales cycle, and win more business. And that's what we all want to do, particularly in this tough economy. So, Jill, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Susan. I'm delighted to be here.
So, Jill, tell me, I mean, first of all, congratulations on the great success already with your new book, but tell me, why did you write Snap Selling?
I wrote Snap Selling because I had a sales problem. I was running into crazy busy people all the time, and I would initiate contact with them on the phone, and they, you know, would be interested, and then they wouldn't get back to me, or they'd never answer the phone, and it just continuously, I was having problem after problem with crazy busy people, and so I literally went to school on it to figure out what does it take to capture their attention, and then what does it take to keep their attention, because it can wander and meander as they disappear into the black hole.
Oh, you're so true. I tell you, I'm one of those people that I just, the last thing I want to do is return all my phone messages, even though I'm pretty good about it, but you're right. Why do you think it is, and I love the word frazzled, because I think we all feel that way now and then in our business careers, but why do you think so many customers are frazzled in this environment?
I think it's really a combination of two things. I think, number one, it's Wall Street for the public companies demanding that companies run lean and mean and deliver better results for shareholders all the time, which keeps companies really lean in general these days. But secondarily, I think you throw the economy on top of that and the tough situations we've had in the last year, and it's just exacerbated the problem to an extent that's really made it very, very challenging for people to get into new accounts, expand their presence within existing accounts, and transform prospects into customers.
Well, I think so many companies now, they've downsized so much, and people are doing so many different jobs and added responsibilities that they don't know which end is up half the time. So,
well, you know, and that's really true, because people have left the company, they haven't filled positions. Even if the company's growing, they're not adding staff in addition, you know, in the right amount to make up for the additional growth in the company, and people are just swamped in. What that does is puts them into overwhelm a lot. And so when people like us want to reach out to them and try to get their attention, they're literally, you know, they can't handle anymore.
It's just like, oh my gosh, one more thing I have to deal with today.
Right. I mean, they've already got so many things on their to-do list that there's literally no more room. And asking them to think about switching from the status quo is asking them to add more things to their to-do list.
Right.
So it's not just time with you, the seller, that's added an added burden. A change is added burden of any sort.
It's easier just keep doing it the same old way. Well, what are some of the common mistakes that you are seeing salespeople making today?
Well, I see people, if they do get an opportunity to talk with a customer, they actually are so excited that they finally have a chance to talk with them on the phone or actually meet with them in person that they feel like they need to make the best use of this time, and their judgment on what they should do is actually wrong. And what I see them doing is they're going out to the customer, and it's like they're playing Santa Claus, and they're throwing all their services and products out on the table and saying, you know, Mr. Prospect, we can help you with all the way, you know, from my perspective in sales training, all the way from how to open doors, negotiate contracts, develop and uncover needs, lead generation. We can work on negotiation strategies, writing good proposals, and we can work on new product launches, and we can do this and this and this. And so they lay out their entire capability for the prospect to see, thinking that, you know, since they've only got this limited amount of time, that it's better to put it all out and hope that the prospect will put, you know, point to the third one down and say, you know, that one's interesting. Tell me more.
Right. Yes. But, it's the kitchen sink theory, right?
Right, right. And what actually happens to prospects, the more options you give them and the more things that you show them, the more their panic button gets pushed. And they go, oh, my God, and their eyes glaze over, and they're like deer in the headlights, and they're like, you know, they just start actually pushing away from you. So the, one of the most common mistakes I see is the desire to cover too much too quick because you've got such limited time and you know they're busy and you may never see them again.
Right. But, Jill, I mean, let's face it. People are frantic. They want to make that sale, and they're afraid they're going to pick the wrong product to put out there. So how do you know? How do you know what one to or what things to concentrate on?
Well, the hard thing is you do have to make some choices. And what you can do from the standpoint of having a conversation with people is you can judge where there are some decisions you need to make ahead of time, I should say, and you need to figure out where are some likely pain points that they might have right now based on your research about the company. And so if you see that their sales are flat this year, maybe you could address their sales challenge. If you see that operational efficiency is one of their primary objectives in the upcoming year, then you focus your conversation on things that can help with operational efficiency. But you have to make some choices. And you know what? You may make a wrong choice. But it's better to make a wrong choice that way than to, you know, scare them totally off with your full range of products or services that can do everything. And the truth of the matter is, like, if you're leaving voicemails or emails for these people trying to reach them, the truth is they'll be stronger if you focus on just one thing, one
right.
product, one service, and one issue that it solves and how it works. And besides that, you're going to be contacting these people over a period of time, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to get it all in one phone conversation.
Right. That's one of my pet peeves is the rambling voicemail that goes on and on and on.
Yes.
So how do prospects then decide if they're going to talk to a seller or just delete you from their inbox or their voicemail box?
Yes, and their fingers are on the delete button at all times. And
are you watching over my shoulder?
Yes. But everybody is doing these days, and if you take a look at your own phone when you're going through your messages, literally your finger is ready to press delete, whatever button that is on your phone. It's just ready to go. As soon as you detect that it's not a valuable call right now, not a good use of your time, you'll delete it. And the same thing is true for emails that come in. In fact, research on emails shows that the average person is taking 2.7 seconds to decide what to do with an email that comes their way.
You know, I can believe that because I tell you, Jill, as a journalist, I get lots of pitches. And
yeah.
If people don't capture me with a reason why I should be interested in this in the first few sentences, it's gone.
Just like that.
Yeah, I don't have time to go through all of that.
Right. You can't read, nor can you write back, you know, thanks so much for your interest in, you know, working with me. I'd be delighted. But if the timing's bad, you just delete it.
Right.
And you don't think twice about it.
Right. That's sad. But it's true. I mean, we are all busy. And so it really is up to the seller or, in my case, people pitching stories
right.
to help us, the buyer, whatever that might mean, to really understand what the value is.
Right. And so can I give you a contrast, you know, approach A versus approach B?
Oh, that's great. Yes, that's helpful.
Right, because I think it'll help people understand. But first, let me say your prospect is making decisions, and he or she is asking four questions when you're reaching them. And so if you're reaching out trying to with a phone or you're reaching out via email to initiate contact with a person, you need to know that they are sitting there. The first thing that they're asking themselves is this aligned? So think of the word aligned. Is it aligned with my business direction? And so if I call up and I say I do training programs, that's irrelevant. Right. However, my training programs, the issues my training programs address are they speed up sales cycles or they increase new client acquisition. So be aligned means you have to talk the language of the buyer, not we sell printing.
Right.
Or we do marketing, but we help companies speed up time to revenue on new product introductions. So the language has to change. The second question that prospects ask, is this a priority? And they're literally saying, I don't have a lot of time, so is this something I need to talk about now or is important right now or isn't it? Is it something I can put off for tomorrow? The third question they're asking is, does this person sound like he or she would be an invaluable resource that they would add, that talking with you would add something to their knowledge base? And the last thing they're asking is, do I get it? Is this too complex? Is it hard to decipher? Do I understand what she's talking about? So knowing that those are the four questions, I want you to think, and I want you to think right now as if you are the customer. And mm-hmm. I'm going to call, and I'm going to leave you a voicemail message.
Okay.
And I want you to think about, and I don't want you to say when it is when I'm doing it now, but think about when you would delete me.
Okay.
Because that's the game.
Okay.
We have to figure out when somebody would delete us, and our goal is to keep people listening.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. This is the traditional message that most people use. Please note, it's very nice. It's what we think good salespeople do.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Susan, hi. This is Jill Conrath calling. I'm the account executive with LeapFrog Strategies. We specialize in offering a full range of training programs for all your sales needs, all the way from how to open doors to how to close sales. I'd really love to come in and talk with you to find out how you're handling your sales training today and then share with you the kind of programs we have at LeapFrog. I'd be glad to meet with you at your earliest convenience. Please give me a call at 651-429-1922.
Okay.
Okay. Now, wasn't that nice?
It was very pleasant, yes.
Yes, thank you. How long did you last?
Oh, I got about past your name and the company a little bit, and that was it.
Yeah. So, hi, this is Jill Conrath. I'm the account executive, which, by the way, is a trigger that you don't want
right.
to hear, is it?
Right, right? Exactly. I'm selling you something, yes.
I'm a salesperson who wants to sell you something. I'm the account executive from LeapFrog Strategies, and then I said, we specialize in offering a full range of training programs.
Right, which was boring.
Boring.
Right.
And you deleted me, right?
Right, exactly.
Right. Exactly, and that is the typical point when most people delete, although I have a lot of them now deleting, and I do this in my training programs all the time. I have people listen to these messages and yell out, delete, when they delete me, and it's amazing how many people will delete me at when I say I'm an account executive.
That's interesting, yes. That's actually one of the, yeah, it's a trigger word, definitely.
Right. I'm a salesperson for, I work in business development for, but anything that implies I'm here to sell you something,
right.
delete.
Right, right, exactly.
Okay. So now we take a look, and snap selling is based on the four snap principles.
Okay.
Keep it simple, be invaluable yourself, make sure it's aligned, and have it a priority.
Okay.
Simple, invaluable, aligned, and priority.
All right.
Here's a different message, okay?
Okay.
Susan, Jill Conrath calling. Say, I noticed on your website that one of your key challenges this year is how to increase your sales to larger corporations. I've got some ideas on how to do that. One of my recent clients was able to crack into 3 Fortune 100 companies this past year. Let's set up a time to talk. Again, it's Jill. Here's my number.
I love it. Yeah, that was interesting.
You deleted me?
No, I tell you what. What I really liked was when you said, I saw on your website, da-da-da-da-da, because it said that you took the time to know something more about my company than just your standard sales pitch.
That's right.
Yeah. That was very good.
There's a price of admission in companies today.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
And what you just saw is I paid the price of admission.
Right.
So you kept listening, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And did you know what I sold?
No. No. I mean, other than just this opportunity for me to get more business.
Right.
Right.
I saw that you're trying to achieve this goal this year. I have some ideas on how you can do it. One of my recent clients or 3 of my clients have done this. Let's set up a time
right.
to talk.
I have a problem. You've identified a solution. You've shown me that it's got a successful track record, and now you're somebody I need to talk to.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And those kind of messages get returned.
Right.
They may not get returned the first time because people are so busy and maybe
right.
you didn't hit them on a high priority day.
Right.
But they do create attention. And by the way, if you use a message like that, when somebody answers the phone or if they call you back, one of the first things that they're going to say after you say a message like that is, ooh, that's interesting, Jill. Tell me more.
That's right, exactly. You've whet their appetite.
Yep.
Leave them wanting more.
That's exactly what you want them to say.
Right. Excellent.
And you asked earlier about big mistakes. This is a mistake moment as well. Because most people, when they hear the, ooh, that's interesting, tell me more, most sellers flop back into the old mold.
Uh-huh.
And they go, our company was founded in 1995.
Oh, yes, right.
And we specialize in offering a full range of training programs for all your needs.
Right.
And then, boom, they lose them.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. People want to know what you're going to do for me. They don't want to hear the history of your company and all that, right?
Right, and they don't want to know the excruciating details of how you did that.
Right.
What they want to know is, let me give you one example.
Yeah.
When we were working for XYZ Company, here's the issue they were facing. We did some work with them, and as a result, here are the specific outcomes they got.
Interesting, yes. Now, that's interesting, right, because then I can see how I could apply that to my business.
Right.
Right, precisely. Jill, this is really great, and I want to bring up, too, that I didn't mention this before, that the two chapters that you have that you can download and read for free, you also have 4 free sales tools on that website, too, so that I want to mention that again, that's snapselling.com. And Jill, if they want to follow you, are you on Twitter? Where can people keep track of you?
Well, if they go and get the free sales tools, they will be able to get all that information as well. But I am on Twitter, Jill Conrath.
Okay.
Twitter.JillConrath. I'm on LinkedIn, Jill Conrath.
Okay,
I'm sort of everywhere.
You're everywhere. I know. That's how you got to be number one on Amazon in sales. That's great. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Such great advice in such a short amount of time. We could continue listening to you all day. But I know time is short here. I appreciate you being with us, Jill. Thank you so much.
Truly my pleasure.
And thanks to everyone for listening. I'm sure you, as I, were just mesmerized by Jill's insight and great tips and advice on selling. And I'm definitely going to be picking up a copy of Snap Selling. I hope all of you will too. And I hope you'll join me again soon for Small Business Secrets with Susan Solovic. As I said, this is where you get the secrets and great advice right here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Secrets with Susan Solovic. To learn more or to subscribe to this podcast, visit SusanSolovic.com.